AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports on a vigil in Boulder, Colorado, for the 15 people injured in a firebombing attack.
The Jewish community of Boulder, Colorado came together Wednesday evening following the weekend anti-Semitic Molotov cocktail attack on demonstrators who were calling for the release of Israeli hostages in Gaza. 15 people at Sunday's demonstration were injured. Rachel Halpern says she saw a man with a canister thinking he might be spraying the grass with pesticides.
Suddenly, a crash, a ball of fire, smoke. The smell, black smoke, the smell, the screams, flames around my feet.
Halpern says she managed to get out unscathed.
Immediately I saw a woman. The woman stood 1 foot behind me, engulfed in flames from head to toe, lying on the ground.
Meanwhile, federal authorities have been trying to deport the family of attack suspect Mohammed Solomon, an Egyptian citizen. A federal judge on Wednesday blocked the deportation of Solomon's wife, 17-year-old daughter, and 4 minor children who were being held at an immigration detention center in Texas. I'm Donna Warder.
Speaking to reporters, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says NATO will greenlight targets to buy more military equipment as part of a major defense spending hike.
Today we decide on the capability targets. From there you will assess the gaps we have, not only to be able to defend ourselves today, but also 3, 5, 7 years from now.
Each nation's plan is classified, so details are scarce. David Jolly, a former Republican congressman and vocal Trump critic, says he's running for Florida's next governor as a Democrat. He formally announced his bid on Thursday. Under state law, term-limited Republican governor Ron DeSantis cannot run for re-election in 2026. This is AP News. Two late baseball icons could have the White House to thank for their potential future inductions into Cooperstown.
President Donald Trump's support of Pete Rose was among the factors Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred weighed when he decided last month that permanent bans by the sport ended with death, which allows the career hits leader to be considered for the Hall of Fame. Manfred announced the new interpretation on May 13th, a decision that allows Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson to be considered for a Hall Committee vote in December 2027. Manfred also said computer technology to appeal ball strike calls could be in place for the 2026 regular season. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
At least 11 people are dead and more than 30 are injured after a stampede on Wednesday as crowds try to enter a cricket stadium in India. Authorities say tens of thousands of cricket fans gathered outside M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.